This is a guided body scan meditation designed to help you enter into and dwell in a state of very deep physical and mental relaxation. It's best to feel comfortable and secure, and to do the body scan in a place where you will not be interrupted by anyone or by the telephone. Arrange to dress in loose and comfortable clothing, and particularly clothing that does not constrict your waist or your breathing. It's helpful to see this time as time that's totally set aside for you, fully, and see if you can allow it to be a nourishing time. What we'll be doing is becoming aware in each passing moment and just accepting what's happening in yourself, looking at it clearly, and seeing it as it is, as part of your experience in the moment, for better or for worse. Let go of the tendency we all have to want things to be different. Allow things to be exactly as they are. Allow yourself to be exactly as you are. Follow the instructions for guidance as best you can, but if I say anything that doesn't fit for you, or is somehow not right for you, then ignore it, watching your body and the activity of your mind as we go along, letting go of judgmental and critical thoughts in particular, and just doing what it says to do as best you can, and being aware of how you feel, of what's happening, that there's no right way to feel as you're doing this. The way you're feeling is the way you're feeling. Just accepting it and giving yourself permission to feel exactly what you're feeling, seeing that that's okay. If lying on your back is not comfortable for you, do it in whatever position is comfortable. It's really your sensitivity and your level of attention, not the way in which you're lying, that's really important. So, now, arrange to lie on your back on a cushion or a mat, and allow yourself to be in just this moment, in this body, feeling your whole body as it's lying here, on the mat or on the floor. And if you feel comfortable, allowing your eyes to relax and close. Allow your arms to lie along the side of your body, palms open, facing upward. This position can be made more comfortable by adjusting your arms to fall open with less tension. Allow your feet to fall away from each other, and bring your attention to the fact that you're breathing. Not working it in any way, just experiencing the breath as it moves in and out of your body. And as it does so, directing your attention to the belly, to your abdomen, and the feeling of the particular sensations that are residing in that part of the abdomen. And as the breath moves out of the body, notice the belly deflating, just allowing, with your mind's eye, the opportunity to focus and follow the rhythmic movements of the belly with each breath. The rising of the belly on the in-breath, and the falling of the belly on the out-breath. And with each out-breath, just letting go, letting your body become heavy as it sinks a little deeper into the mat. Just full attention in each moment, aware of your breathing, noticing the in-breath, the pause between breaths, and the out-breath. Full attention in each moment, just here breathing, following rhythmically, one breath after the other, following the breath as it rises and falls, as you might float over a swell on the ocean, just letting go into the flow of your own breath. Now, when you're ready, focusing the attention away from the breath and the belly to the toes of the left and the right foot. Just taking your mind and moving it with the in-breath from the nostril down the back of the throat into the feet and then to the toes, becoming aware of the sensations in this part of the body, feeling the toes and breathing into them. You may notice sensations of tingling, warmth, moisture, or pressure. Whatever you're feeling is not important, just feeling your toes as they are right now. And if you find you're registering a blank, just register a blank. No feeling. Experiencing not feeling. Experiencing whatever's there. And just breathing with these sensations. Experiencing the big toes and the little toes. Not moving them in any way, just feeling them individually. And feeling all the toes as they are. Breathing down into the toes. Experiencing any sensations present there, and then breathing out, just being here with the toes of your feet. And as you breathe, imagine that the breath is moving down the body. And as you breathe out, feeling the breath move from the toes up the body and out, feeling the warmth of the exhale. And the coolness of the in-breath as you breathe in. Relax into a deeper state of stillness and awareness. And when you're ready, on the out-breath, just letting go of the awareness of your toes, completely releasing the tension in this part of the body, dissolving your awareness. And on the next breath, breathing down again into the body, down the leg, to the area of the bottom of the feet. And as before, feeling any particular sensations or lack of sensations that may be present there, feeling the pressure at the bottom of the foot, coolness or warmth, or the softness of a sock. Notice whatever sensations are there in this part of the body. Breathing with it. Feeling it. Bringing full attention to the bottom of the foot. And with the next out-breath, releasing this area of the body from your awareness. And coming to focus then on the area of the heels. Noticing the place where the heel makes contact with the floor. Feeling any sensations of pressure, or tension, or tightness. Breathing in from the heel and out from the heel. And when you're ready, letting go. Shifting once again. From the area of the bottom of the foot to the area on the top of the foot. Not thinking of this area, just feeling any sensations that may be there. Using the breath as a guide through the body. Up through the top of the foot. Through the body and out the nose. Investigate. Experience and be with whatever is encountered on the in-breath. Dissolve and relax and soften with each out-breath. And when you're ready, shifting your awareness this time from the area on the top of the feet to the area of the ankles, breathing down through the body to the area of the ankle. Holding the awareness and your attention there, breathing into the ankle, feeling any sensations, and then releasing, letting your awareness go away from the ankles, and just breathing, dissolving your awareness. And with the next in-breath, breathing down, this time, into the area of the lower leg. Breathing into the calves and the shins. Feeling the area of contact between the calves and the floor. Feeling the skin, contact with clothing or temperature. Feeling any and all feelings that exist in this part of the body. And with the out-breath, relaxing, releasing the lower leg from your attention, letting it sink deeper into the mat or the floor, letting go. And with the next in-breath, once again, shifting your awareness to the area of the knees, an area of stress and tension, an area that's used significantly throughout the day. Breathing down into the area of the knee. And now, not just residing on the surface area of the knees, but breathing down into its center. Breathing right into the very joint of the knee. Noticing any sensations, pressure that may be there. Breathing into the knee and out from the knee. Not reacting to or pushing away any particular sensations or thoughts, just breathing into the knee. And then on the next out-breath, letting this area of the body go. And shifting our attention once again to the area of the upper leg or thighs. Breathing now into the thighs and the upper legs. Feeling the large muscles, the quadriceps, and the hamstrings. Noticing the contact of the upper leg with the floor. Breathing into the thigh. Breathing into the area above the knees, paying complete attention to this particular area of the body, noticing any judgments or criticisms about this part of the body. And on the out-breath, relaxing, releasing, observing, returning to the breath, and noticing whatever thoughts or feelings you may have, letting them go, dissolving them from your awareness. And then, moving to the area of the hips, the pelvic region, the genitals, noticing particular contact of the buttocks with the floor, noticing the hip bones, the sensation of clothing resting on the skin, noticing any particular thoughts or feelings about this area of the body. Breathing into the hips and breathing out. Bringing full and complete attention to the area of the hips. And then, letting go. Releasing that attention. And just returning to the breath. Now we'll be moving to the area of the low back. This is an area of great complexity for many people, an area that holds much tension and tightness in the body. potentially an area of great discomfort, the center of us. Breathing down now through the nostrils, down through the belly into the area of the lower back. Noticing whatever sensations or lack of sensations may be there. Seeing if you can feel not only the area of the lower back, but the space between the back and the floor. Feeling this area of the body and breathing into it and out from it. Holding your attention, one more breath on this part of the body, massaging the lower back with the breath, and then simply letting go. Relaxing, softening the body, letting it be as it is. Moving our attention once again to the area of the upper back. Shoulder blades resting on the floor of the mat. The feeling of clothing against the back. Breathing into this area. Noticing all that may be present there. Tingling. Numbing. Bone. And then breathing out. Allowing the shoulders to relax. Letting the body sink more into the mat. Just breathing. And with the next out-breath, breathing it out and shifting our awareness to the area of the belly, an area of great movement, an area vivid for observing the breath. Noticing the rise of the belly on the in-breath, the falling of the belly on the out-breath. Just riding the wave of the belly as it's breathing. Not trying to control or change anything. Just breathing and softening. Allowing the belly to expand and contract. And then bringing the intention with the next out-breath of just letting it all go. Letting as much breath out of the body as you can. Releasing all tension from this area of the body. And moving once more, this time to the area of the chest. Breathing into the lungs, allowing the chest to expand as it will. Breathing down from the nostrils into the chest, feeling the movement. And with each out-breath, softening, relaxing the body, noticing the pressure of the shoulder blades on the out-breath as the body becomes heavier and sinks slightly more into the floor. And bringing your mind's eye now to the area of the arms. Beginning with the hands and breathing down from the shoulders into the area of the hands. And then allowing the breath not only to be in the hands, but on the out-breath, move out from the body, from the hands. Breathing down the arms into the hands and then out from the hands, allowing the breath to move throughout the body. On the next in-breath, just holding your awareness in the area of the hands, noticing the fingers, noticing the backs of the hands, the coolness of the area between the fingers. Noticing the way the fingers remain curled even as they're rested. Breathing into the hands. and then on the next breath, relaxing them, slightly more than before. And then moving from the hands to the area of the lower arms, breathing into the arms, feeling the muscles there, the skin, any contact. Breathing into the area of the lower arms. And with the next out-breath, shifting our awareness to the area of the elbows. Observing whether the elbows rest on the floor, where they are in relationship to the arm, any tension or tightness there. Breathing into the elbows, and then as before with the knee, breathing right into the center of the joints. Breathing in not only to the surface of the elbow, but right into the joint itself. And with your mind's eye and the breath, exploring this area of the body as completely as you can, noticing whatever's present there. And then letting it go. Moving to the area of the upper arms, the area of the biceps and the triceps, an area associated with strength. Breathing into the area of the upper arms. Notice any twitching or pressure. Not trying to undo it or change it. Just being right there with it. Breathing into the area of the upper arms. And then breathing out. Shifting our attention now to the area of the shoulders. An area of holding burden, of carrying weight. An area of heaviness. Breathing in, down the back of the throat, beyond the neck into the shoulders, massaging the shoulders with each breath. Imagine elongating, pulling down the shoulders, releasing tension into this area of the body with each out-breath. Bringing relaxed observation and awareness, just being present in this very moment with the shoulders. And now if you can, focusing on the area of the neck, the area of the throat, where our voices reside, breathing into the area of the neck and noticing any tension, noticing movement or coolness or warmth. Breathing into the area of the neck and then breathing out. Letting go of whatever sensations you notice there. Bringing complete attention in this moment to the area of the face, to the chin, the cheeks, the eye sockets, to the forehead. An area of many muscles, of much expression. Breathing into the area of the face. Allowing it to be neutral. Not having to appear to be anything. Not having to smile or cry. And coming up from underneath the face, breathing in behind the face. Imagine yourself looking out from inside the face, not projecting anything onto the face, just allowing it to be still, relaxed, at peace. Breathing into this area, and then breathing out. And now becoming aware of the area of the back of the head, the part of the head resting on the floor or the mat. Noticing any sensations of movement as the breath enters the body and leaves the body. Noticing air as it moves about the head. Noticing the back of the head. Breathing into this area and then out. And shifting attention once again to the area on the top of the head. Imagining any tension or pressure that we store there. Noticing the pressure that the mind brings to this area of the body. The furrowed brow, the squint, tightening. Noticing whatever's present there. Full attention to this area of the body in this very moment. Letting this part of the body completely fill your awareness. Now, if you can, focus on a hole about the size of a quarter at the top of your head. Imagine that this hole can open and close like the blowhole of a whale. And as you breathe, begin to imagine that the breath is coming into your body through this open hole and traveling through the body until it goes to the toes. Then allow the breath to leave the body through the toes. And with the next in-breath, coming in through the toes, up through the body, and out the hole. Allow the breath to wave over you several times in this way. Feeling the waves of the breath, its sensations, as it moves over the body and out, and then back into the body again, waving. Then out through the top of the hole. Imagining the breath as a warm wave washing over the body, and feeling the breath as it moves in the body, throughout the entire body, and then out of the body. As you continue with this focus on the breath moving over the body, you may or may not notice stored emotions, anger, frustration, tension, gratitude, kindness. And if you feel any particular emotion or feeling, just being aware of that, allowing the feeling, and just noticing that it's present. Noticing any particular body sensations that may accompany that particular feeling. And then with the next out breath, just letting it all go. Holding no emotion, no body tension, no awareness. Relaxing. Softening into the floor. Letting it all be just as it is in this moment. Continue to focus and continue to be aware of whatever arises within the body or the mind. And then with the next breath, letting it go. The body lying here, breathing. taking this moment to congratulate yourself for the time that you spent doing this practice, and perhaps making a commitment to carry this same attention into the rest of your day.